What if the biggest threat to patient outcomes in your organization isn't a clinical failure? It's a culture failure? This week, 5 global headlines converged with one unmistakable signal for healthcare leaders. And if you're not paying attention, you're already behind. Pause. Right now, healthcare leadership is being stress tested from every direction. Workforce migration is reshaping talent pipelines. Institutional capital is flowing into healthcare infrastructure. And even the U.S. military is overhauling how it invests in its people's health. Lorraine Thacker has been tracking these signals. And this week, they all point to the same truth. The culture you build inside your organization is the care your patients feel on the outside. Pause. First, the U.S. Department of Defense just announced it will test every soldier over 30 for testosterone levels and offer voluntary hormone replacement therapy. Strip away the branding, and here's what that actually is. A serious institutional commitment to proactive, preventive health monitoring for every person in uniform. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called it giving soldiers the best medical care in the world. Healthcare leaders, ask yourself honestly, are you offering your clinical staff that same proactive support? Nurse burnout and physician fatigue aren't abstract HR problems. They are patient safety issues. Pause. Second, Zimbabwe's government has registered 15,000 skilled returnees. Many of them healthcare professionals who came back from South Africa following anti-immigrant unrest. Authorities are now activating that expertise through the Global Skills Partnership Program. This is a global workforce story. Skilled clinicians move across borders, respond to political conditions, and carry transformative expertise. IF leaders are ready to integrate them. Building a culture of inclusion isn't just ethical. It's your single most powerful talent strategy right now. Pause. Third, QuickClean, a laundry and hygiene services provider specifically serving healthcare environments, just raised $14 million in a Series B round led by Stakeboat Capital. Institutional capital is flowing into the infrastructure that keeps healthcare environments safe and functional. That's a signal. The organizations winning in healthcare aren't just investing in clinical excellence. They're investing in every layer of the environment surrounding patient care. Pause. Here's your one action item today. Before your next leadership meeting, pull up your staff well-being data, burnout indicators, attrition rates, inclusion metrics. Ask yourself, are we investing in our people with the same dedication we bring to patient care? That's the standard Lorraine Thacker holds. It should be yours too. Pause, read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.